In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists, now that biting is out, what will be the next way players try to get an advantage at the World Cup? But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the Economic Development Authority of Fairfax County, Virginia, home to creative people and creative companies at powerofideas.org, the Doris Duke Charitable Foundation, supporting the performing arts, the environment, medical research, and child well-being, and Progressive, offering policyholders the option to bundle home and auto insurance coverage. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions, Doug Berman, Benevolent Overlord. Philip Gotica writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Our assistant house manager is Tyler Green. Our intern is the Seth Defense is a good Kelly Fence. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Special thanks this week to Ms. Ari Berkowitz. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Miles Dernboss. Technical directions from Lorna White. Our CFO is Ann Nien. Our production coordinator is Robert Newhouse. Our senior producer is Mr. Ian Chillog. And the executive producer of Wait, Don't Tell Me is Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will replace biting in the World Cup? Roxanne Roberts.
They'll rip off their shirts and try to outpeck each other.
Shelby Farrow.
Just good old-fashioned gumming, man. Pull out those teeth and just go to town.
And Luke Burbank.
I don't know, but please can it involve Scarlett Johansson's voice?
Well, if it does, you'll hear about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks to Roxanne Roberts, Luke Burbank, and Shelby Farrow. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.